Sunrise, Arizona, 1882.
Some people are born into the wrong time and place. This was the American frontier in 1882. A hard land for hard folk. Food was scarce, disease was rampant, and life was a daily struggle for survival. Hell, this was Miss America in 1880. Holy shit. To build a home and a life in this harsh, unforgiving country required that a man be bold, fearless, and tough as iron. The men who were courageous and resilient were the men who prospered. But some men were just big, giant pussies.
Old Stump Township, established 1866. A man runs out onto a dusty thoroughfare and trips in front of an unimpressed cowboy. Townsfolk watch.
Well, well. Surprised you showed up, Stark.
Yeah, well, you said you'd kill my family and burn my house down if I didn't, so...
The cowboy reveals his gun.
Draw!
Is there anything at all that I can say to get you to call this off?
You yellow, Stark?
Okay, well, that's a little racist to our hard-working friends over here from the Far East, right, guys?
They give Stark the middle finger.
Draw, you son of a bitch!
Look, I just feel like if we can talk this out, you know, we can find a calm, rational solution, and maybe we even laugh about it one day, you know?
I ain't in the mood to laugh, Stark.
Well, there's always humor in any... Oh, hey, look, this will make you laugh. Look at our shadows. Looks like our shadows are about to kiss each other. Look at that. Oh, wait, watch this. Oh, my God, Charlie. Oh, my God, thank you. This is so generous of you. Oh, wow, what a terrific guy you are. You know, we barely know each other, but hey, when it's right, huh? I'll give you a little tap on the hat when I'm good to go, okay? Look, we're laughing, right? We're laughing now. What were we even fighting about? I can't remember, can you?
Your goddamn sheep grazed up half my ranch, Stark. That grass ain't never gonna grow back.
All right, look, how about this? I'll pay you the money you lost, okay? Just give me 2 days to sell off a few of my sheep, and I'll get you the money, all right? Just 2 days.
I don't have that cash. I'm coming after you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your patience. I really appreciate it. And, you know, what a relief for all these people who came out here hoping that we would find an amicable solution to this, huh?
Oh, somebody shoot some fucker! I took a half day off work for this!
Okay, I just want to point out that guy's an English teacher at our school.
Charlie shoots Stark, who lands in the dirt.
Just a little taste.
Charlie turns and ambles out of town. The spectators move on. A pretty blonde with ringlets frowns over in Stark's direction and bows her head. Stark and the pretty blonde sit under a flourishing tree by a pond having a picnic.
I mean, that should have been the end of it, right? I mean, I tell him I'll pay him off, we go our separate ways, and that's it. But no, he shoots me in the fucking leg. I mean, it's just a graze, but come on, look at that.
He points to a stain on his tan suede boot. She nods her head and puffs out her cheeks.
What?
You should have fought him.
I should have fought him? You're serious? Louise, my God, the guy is one of the best shots around. I look like I have Parkinson's next to him.
What is that?
It's just another way God mysteriously shows that he loves us. But look, it would have been suicide to fight that
Albert,
guy.
Albert, I'm breaking up with you.
Albert stares at Louise, dumbfounded.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Albert is lost for words.
I got shot today.
I know.
Wait, hang on a sec. Louise, where is this coming from? Is this because of the gunfight?
No, I've actually been feeling this way for a while. You're a great guy. I realize that I want something else.
Something else? Louise, it's been a year and a half. Look, I know I'm just a sheep farmer, but I'm saving
money.
Yeah, but
you're not even a good sheep farmer, Albert. Your sheep are everywhere. The one thing a sheep farmer has to do is keep all of his sheep in one place, all right? I went to your farm the other day, and I saw one in the backyard, three way up on the ridge, two in the pond, and one on the roof.
Okay, that's Bridget, all right? She has a problem with retardation, but she's full of love. We're getting off track here, all right? Why don't you just tell me what the problem is, and then maybe I can fix it.
Maybe if I were older, the timing would be right, but people are living to be 35 these days, and a girl doesn't have to just go off and get married right away. I have to work on myself.
Oh my God, you did not just say that.
What?
I have to work on myself. Louise, that's the oldest line in the book. You realize that? That's, you know what? It's okay though. It's all right. I know why you're saying it. It's because you don't want to tell me that I'm the problem.
Goodbye, Albert.
Louise stands and smiles sweetly at him. Albert gets up and watches her walk away.
Wait, Louise!
She turns to look at him.
I love you.
I'm sorry.
Louise walks over to two grazing chestnut horses. Albert sits back down dejectedly on a fallen tree trunk. Townsfolk mill about outside the saloon. Inside, a man sits on a bench holding three yellow tulips.
You like me fucking you, don't you?
I do, it's really terrific.
A barmaid pulls the cork out of a bottle with her teeth.
Ah. Hi, Edward.
Hi, Millie.
You waiting for Ruth?
Yeah, I got off work early, so I thought I'd take her out for a picnic.
It sounds like she's just about done up there.
Shoot that dirty cowboy! Come all over my face!
Do I look okay?
Yeah. You're good. You look good. Oh. Say, Edward, do you mind if I ask you something?
Yeah, sure.
You're okay with your girlfriend screwing like 15 different guys every day and getting paid to do it?
Oh, well, my job sucks, too.
No, I know, but I mean, you repair shoes.
Eddie!
Oh, hi, sweetie.
What are you doing here?
Well, I got off work early, and I thought we could go for a walk by the street.
Oh. Ruth runs up for a kiss.
Oh, your breath is up.
Ooh. I had to give a blowjob.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, I got you some flowers.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, come on.
Don't I have the best boyfriend, Millie?
Honestly, I have no fucking idea.
Bye.
Oh, hey, Ruthie, Clyde Hodgkins wanted to come by a little later on.
Well, what do you want?
I think he wants anal.
Oh, honey, we can afford to get you that new belt for church.
Oh, that'd be great.
I know.
So, like, 5:30, does that work?
That should work, yeah.
Well, what time's his appointment?
It's really not like a dentist's office here, Edward. You know, he'll just come by when he feels like putting his penis inside an asshole.
Yeah, so we'll just say 5:30.
Okay.
Edward holds open the saloon doors for Ruth, who curtsies. Albert rides over a dusty plain where a flock of sheep are grazing. Albert looks up at the roof of a small farmhouse where Bridget the sheep is standing.
Oh, shit.